Brethren, I've been very interested in this meeting in all that has been said. I have a long speech here written that I'm not going to give because the points that I have treated in it have nearly all been dealt with here at length. I came to the conclusion after studying for some time on the matter that priesthood is power. As I speak tonight, I desire to remind us of the importance of magnifying our callings in the priesthood by reason of our ordinations to the priesthood. We are the most honored of all men. By the same token, we are charged with the greatest responsibility. We should diligently try through prayer, study, and faithful performance of our priesthood duties to learn all we can about the priesthood. Even so, we will not be able in mortal life to fully comprehend it. We can, however, understand that priesthood is power, the power of God. By means of the priesthood he exercises, God the Father brings into existence and governs all of his creations. President Brigham Young said that the priesthood of the Son of God is the law by which the worlds were, and will continue forever and ever. It is that system which brings worlds into existence and peoples them, gives them their revolutions, their days, weeks, months, years, their seasons and times, and by which they are rolled up as a scroll, as it were, and go into a higher state of existence. Jesus gave us a demonstration after demonstration of the power of the priesthood. In his first recorded miracle, he turned water into wine. Matthew tells us that as Jesus slept on a ship, a great tempest covered the vessel with waves. So concerned were his disciples that they came to him saying, "Lord, save us, or we perish." Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the waves and the sea obey him?" On another occasion, with but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, Jesus fed the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. By the power of the priesthood, Jesus gave sight to the blind, healing to the deaf, strength to the lame, and healed all manner of diseases. He raised from the dead the son of the widow of Nain. He even resurrected himself by the power of the priesthood. He and his father exercised the power of the priesthood to directly at their own pleasure and in their own right. When Jesus summoned Lazarus from the tomb, he simply cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth. We mortals, in exercising the priesthood, do not do so in our own right as Jesus did. The priesthood we hold is a delegated power. We can only exercise it within the limits the Lord has set upon the conditions he has specified and in his name, but we can do many of the works which he did if we fully magnify our callings. To his apostles in his great and final discourse, delivered following the Last Supper and just before they went to Gethsemane, he said, "Believe me that I am the I don't have the power to find the pages. We can only exercise it within the limits the Lord has set upon the conditions he has specified, and in his name. But we can do many of the works which he did if we fully magnify our callings. To his apostles in his great and final discourse delivered following the Last Supper and just before they went to Gethsemane, he said, "Believe me that I am the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." Well, the priesthood, as I've come to understand it through the studying some, is power. It's the power that God used in the creation. It's the power that he used to feed in the days of Moses, feed the people. It's a power which we can exercise by means of our priesthood if we have the faith and learn to follow the inspiration of heaven. We had to find discourse on this question earlier tonight, as you remember. Who was this? Brother McConkie gave a fine discourse on this subject. It's a power that we can exercise in our callings in the church if we will be humble and study and live worthy to be guided by the holy priesthood, by the influence of the Lord in our administrations and in other work that we're called to do in the priesthood, in our church activities, in the exercise of our priesthood that the Lord's given us. I pray that we'll all magnify our priesthood by living the gospel so that we can use that power for the honor roll of our work in the church and for the perfection on our lives on our way to the great hereafter. I humbly pray and bear my testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.